Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Well, we will start today in San Francisco, California, city that is headquarters to Uber. Joining us is Rebecca Stack Martinez. She's an Uber driver who's helping to organize protest efforts there through the activist group Gig Workers Rising. She will be protesting in front of Uber headquarters later today. Rebecca, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Meghna. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So first of all, tell us, what specifically is it about your experience as an Uber driver that's led you to be out in the streets in front of Uber headquarters today?
Well, that's a more complex answer, but to make it brief, as Uber has been in existence, it was a very profitable gig to be in, and over time they have consistently cut the rates and what they pay their drivers, and so it's become increasingly hard, especially in San Francisco, to earn a decent living doing this gig.
Okay, and so what more then? Tell us what more are drivers asking for from Uber?
So we're asking for, one, for them to give us a living wage after expenses. As independent contractors, we're responsible for all expenses. So if we need to purchase additional rideshare addendum insurance on our vehicles, wear and tear, gas, and as you know, gas prices have been rising and our rates have been decreasing as far as what we're making. And so it's harder and harder to have any sort of profit margin left at the end of the day. We're also asking for transparency. There's a lot of their policies that are very ambiguous that affect our lives on a daily basis, such as their deactivation policies, which is equivalent to an immediate firing, which happens often unfairly and without notice to any of the drivers. Mm. Third, we're asking for some sort of protections. If we get hurt on the job or we're sick and we're unable to continue working, there's no sort of protections for us. And then fourth, to have a recognized voice within Uber on any policies that that could potentially change and affect what we're doing. We want to have the right to have a voice at work.
I see. So how would you achieve that voice if for as long as Uber considers drivers independent contractors and not employees?
Well, we'd like them to recognize an association or a united group of drivers and ensure that we have a seat at the table during these decision-making processes.
Okay. But, I mean, it doesn't seem as if Uber's showing any desire to do that, though.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
They have not even reached out to us in our many attempts to contact them.
Hmm. Now, in San Francisco today, do you have a sense as to how many drivers are participating? I mean, it's not just Uber, right? It's Uber and Lyft and any ride-hailing service driver that can participate in this protest. Do you have a sense as to how many are?
Absolutely. It's definitely any rideshare drivers, and we encourage any other gig workers as well to come out, because this also, in the long run, will affect them as well. And so we ask them to stand in solidarity with us. We're expecting several hundred drivers. And just from the additional chitter-chatter I'm hearing, it looks like the turnout is going to be great, huge.
Mm. Well, we did reach out to Uber to see if they could join us, and they sent us a statement. And I just want to read the statement to you, Rebecca. It says,
sure,
quote, "Drivers are at the heart of our service. We can't succeed without them. And thousands of people come to work at Uber every day focused on how to make their experience better on and off the road, whether it's more consistent earnings, stronger insurance protections, or fully funded four-year degrees for drivers or their families. We'll continue working to improve the experience for and with drivers." What's your response to their statement?
Typical. If I'm glad that they're acknowledging that we're the heart of their business, but now they need to treat us like that. They could say it all they want, but their actions don't prove that, right? When you have the drivers who are out there risking their lives every single day, making this company the value that they're at on their backs every single day, we deserve a fair wage for that.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because Uber points to studies that find that gross hourly earnings for ride-hailing drivers is roughly $21 an hour. They'll also point to the fact that since they added the tipping function into the app, that drivers have earned $1.2 billion in tips and overall $78.2 billion through being Uber drivers since 2015. So, you know, they're saying to us that it's not so bad for drivers, that the flexibility, the contract nature of the work, and the overall per hourly wage, drivers are probably better off than this conversation might lead people to believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, first I'd like to address that they point to this $21 an hour, but notice how they don't mention if that's before or after expenses. I would very well believe that the $21 an hour is obtainable prior to expenses.
Right. I mean, just to be clear, they say it's gross. It's gross. So that it definitely has to be before expenses. It's not net.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, as the drivers, we're responsible for everything from gas to the wear and tear, keeping our cars clean. All of those expenses come out of the driver's pocket. So $21 an hour, we also pay our own taxes on that. So if you figure out all those expenses, you're going to be well below $10 an hour by the time you take that into account.
Mm. Well, Rebecca, one more question for you here, because we're having this conversation with you because of the, you know, protests around the city that around the world, actually, that drivers are engaging in today. And of course, this IPO that's coming up at the end of this week. It's supposed to be raise more than $90 billion for Uber. Mm-hmm. Just your thought on the comparison of these two moments. What do you think?
Yeah. So, you know, for Uber, who's valued so high and can afford to pay their CEO a $45 million salary last year and offer him $100 million in stock options, I think that they can figure out a way to ensure that their drivers are making a living wage. The bottom line is, without us, what would Uber be?
Well, Rebecca Stack Martinez, an Uber driver who's helping to organize protest efforts in San Francisco, joining us today from San Francisco. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Magna.